My mother died right as I graduated from high school, and I was sort of a rebel, rowdy kind of guy, and I decided to go in the military to get a little bit of discipline. So I went to military school, fell in love with the military, and wanted to make a career out of it. Of course, it was ended shortly. I went to a military college, and I was commissioned a second lieutenant upon getting out. When I arrived in a private jet airplane by myself. I remember getting off the plane that day, and I got out into the field and met my platoon. You're supposed to have 44 men in a platoon, and I had probably about 25 at the most. We stayed out in the field, did the search and destroy missions, night recons, night patrols. There was this tracker dog, that scout dog. His name was Cracker, and he was walking point in front of us to smell out the Viet Cong, smell different things, and but he tripped this hand grenade booby trap, and we heard it go off, we heard it go snap, and both myself and the handler, we dove off the dike. Well, Cracker got his leash tied up in a branch there, and Cracker took the full effect of the hand grenade, and we medevaced him off, and that really bothered me, and that's the most memorable experience I had over there was this guy named Robert Warner. He was the mortar platoon sergeant. The only way I knew what day of the week it was on Sundays he would have the chaplain come out and hold the Catholic service. And he called me Alfie. He'd always say, "What's it all about, Alfie?" So, and he always said, come on, let's go to church. And I said, "I don't believe in that. And when we ran into that landmine, it was the day before I was supposed to go in out of the field. And the only reason Sergeant Warner was with me was because he was a good friend of mine. And he was standing right behind me, and the guy carrying my radio was right beside me, and we were chasing a sniper. And we got up to this one dike, and the sniper set off this Claymore mine that he had got from the U.S. Army. And it knocked me unconscious, and when I came to, the headquarter medic, he was there administering some morphine to me. And I was laying on top of Sergeant Warner, and I said, "Sergeant Warner," I said, "if your legs hurt as much as mine do," I says, "I'm doing my best to move off him." And the headquarters medic says, "Don't worry about Sergeant Warner, he's dead." And Sergeant Warner had four kids, and he's from New Jersey, a devout Catholic, a very Christian kind of guy, one of the kind of guys that just a superhuman being.